Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour in Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one songs on the rhythm and blues charts from 1966 and 1967. We'll hear from the Four Tops, the Supremes, the Temptations, the Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, coming up, another number one song on both charts from the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, Reach Out was so different that the Four Tops wondered what to make of it at first. It was nearly rejected at the weekly Motown Records Quality Control meeting. Smokey Robinson didn't like it, recalled Brian Holland, one of the writers of this great song, but Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, had the last vote. At the time, Berry told the quality control room, "It's really different, different than anything out there in the street, so let's go ahead and put it out." Well, the Four Tops were skeptical. One of the Four Tops, Duke Fakir, recalled, "It was like, well, okay, sure, right, great, I understand. You know, really skeptical. But it jumped right out of the chute all across the world." Well, for one week in the fall of 1966, Motown had three of the top five records. They had You Can't Hurry Love, Beauty's Only Skin Deep, and Reach Out, I'll Be There. The company only had three number one songs in 1966, down from five in 1965, but they had 22 top 20 hits, three more than the previous year. Well, here are the Four Tops. Reach Out, I'll Be There, right here on Motown Memories.
Keep it. Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
With a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts from 1966, I Know I'm Losing You. Before that, Supremes with a number one on both charts with You Keep Me Hanging On. And we start with the Four Tops, number one on both charts. Reach Out, I'll Be There. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature all number one songs on either the U.S. pop charts or the rhythm and blues charts. Well, coming up, the Marvelettes' number one rhythm and blues hit, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Well, this song was written and produced by William Smokey Robinson. Well, the Miracles, of which he fronted, may have been quiet during 1966, but Smokey was not a spent force, creating a great song here with the Marvelettes. Well, Smokey had to fight to get the song released. Well, Cat Anderson, one of the Marvelettes, recalled that Motown did not want us to grow up. We were becoming adults, and perhaps Smokey was the only one who could see that. Well, a little tidbit of interest about this song. There's a tease in the instrumentation. It had been assumed for years that a folksy harmonica on the intro and on the bridges was evident in this song. But that's not true. It's a monophonic synthesizer, the first time it was ever used on a Motown record. Here are the Marvelettes, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
gets captured by the game. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I had laid such a tender trap, hoping you might fall.
Email Tom at MotarMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotarMemories@yahoo.com.
Oh,
A great song by Martha and the Vandellas, Jimmy Mac, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. Before that, number one on the pop charts. Again, the Supremes dominating the pop charts during this era with Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. And we started with the Marvelettes, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs right now, focusing on the year 1967. Well, coming up, three number one songs from 1967. The first one, yet again from the Supremes, The Happening. Well, the Supremes recorded a few songs for forgettable movies, but none hit as big as this one coming up, The Happening. The movie, Something About Hippies and the Mafia, is known as the screen debut of Faye Dunaway. It's, of course, better known for the theme song, which became the Supremes' fourth number one in a row. Both sides of the 45 appear in the film, although the flip side, called All I Know About You, was never on any record album. Well, co-composer of this song, Frank Duvall, was a veteran composer of film and television themes, including The Dirty Dozen and Family Affair, and later The Brady Bunch. Well, the writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland watched a print of the film and wrote the track based on his score. An initial recording in Los Angeles proved unusable, Lamont Doja recalled, because the Los Angeles rhythm guys couldn't give us what we wanted. So they started over in Detroit. While the first Detroit recording wasn't right either and had to be re-recorded. Well, unfortunately, by the time the record came out, Motown Brass were already negotiating with Cindy Birdsong of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells fame to replace Florence Ballard as the Supremes due to her problems with drinking and being late. Soon, the group would be known as Diana Ross and the Supremes, and this would be the last single under the name Supremes until 1970 when Diana Ross left. Here is The Happening right here on Motown Memories.
Hey life, look at me. I can see the real time. Cause when you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you love the future, be happy. Cause when you got a tender love you don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweet.
Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all number one songs from 1965 through 1967 on this edition of Motown Memories. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On the website, you'll find all sorts of information on your favorite Motown artists, including all artists featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that feature Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.